Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. India achieves landmark milestone of 100 gigawatt of solar photovoltaic modules manufacturing capacity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds efforts and labeled it as a milestone towards self-reliance. US President Donald Trump warns Russian President Vladimir Putin of severe consequences if Moscow obstructs peace in Ukraine. In Pakistan, 3 persons killed and 60 injured in Independence Day celebratory firing. And an US residents being evacuated as floodwaters from a glacial lake threaten communities near Alaska state capital, Juneau. India has achieved a landmark milestone of 100 gigawatt of solar photovoltaic modules, commonly known as solar panels, manufacturing capacity, enlisted under the approved list of models and manufacturers, a remarkable leap from just 2.3 gigawatt in 2014. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the efforts and labeled it as a milestone towards self-reliance. In a social media post, he said it reflects India's success in manufacturing capabilities and popularizing clean energy. Highlighting this achievement, Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi highlighted that his ministry is building a robust, self-reliant solar manufacturing ecosystem. Mr. Joshi said that this achievement strengthens India's path towards Atmanirbhar Bharat and the target of 500 gigawatt non-fossil capacity by 2030. US President Donald Trump has issued a warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin, threatening severe consequences if Moscow obstructs peace in Ukraine. Replying to a question, he hinted that punitive measures could follow if the scheduled meeting in Alaska tomorrow fails to produce results.
Will Russia face any consequences if Vladimir Putin does not agree to stop the war after your meeting on Friday?
Yes, there will be consequences. There will be, I don't have to say, there will be very severe consequences.
U.S. President stressed that the talks would serve as a stepping stone for a possible second meeting this time involving Ukraine and President Volodymyr Zelensky. The warning comes after a high-level virtual call between Trump, Zelensky and European leaders hosted by Germany to outline non-negotiable positions ahead of the Alaska talks. French President Emmanuel Macron said Mr. Trump had agreed that Ukrainian land could not be negotiated away without Kyiv's consent. Mr. Macron also noted that US President backed the idea of security guarantees for Ukraine in any post-war arrangement. Mr. Trump, who described the call as very good, told reporters that if his summit with Putin goes well, a follow-up meeting between the Russian president and Zelensky could happen almost immediately afterwards.
There's a very good chance that we're going to have a second meeting, which will be more productive than the first, because the first is I'm going to find out where we are and what we're doing. This war would have never happened if I were president. But it is what it is, and I'm here to fix it, and I'm here to stop. I've stopped 5 wars in the last 6 months. We're going to meet. If the first one goes okay, we'll have a quick second one. I would like to do it almost immediately between President Putin and President Zelensky. And myself, if they'd like to have me there.
The Alaska meeting is intended to address the nearly 3.5-year-old war, the largest conflict in Europe since World War II. In the United States, National Guard troops are visible on the streets of Washington, D.C., a day after President Donald Trump deployed the troops of the city and took control of his police force as he argued violent crime was out of control. Armored vehicles were spotted at urban centers and tourist sites around the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday. Officials have said that 800 National Guard troops are expected to be deployed, as well as 500 federal law enforcement agents. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, a Democrat who has denied crime is out of control in a city, described the troop deployment as an authoritarian push. Trump, a Republican, has also threatened similar deployments against New York and Chicago, two other cities controlled by Democrats. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Pakistan, three people, including a senior citizen and a minor girl, lost their lives and 60 injured during Independence Day celebrations in Karachi due to reckless aerial firing. According to local reports, the incidents occurred in different parts of the city. In Azizabad, an 8-year-old was struck by a stray bullet and died before she could be taken to the hospital. In Korangi, a man was killed by a stray bullet while on his way. Another death linked to jubilation firing was reported from a separate area. As the clock struck midnight, the city erupted with gunfire and fireworks, resulting in dozens of injuries. Police launched operations across the city, arresting 20 suspects and seizing weapons and ammunition. Investigations are underway, and the police have assured that strict action will be taken against those involved in the incidents. Israeli military chief E.L. Zamir toured army positions along the Lebanon border, unveiling a new strategic concept aimed at preempting regional threats. During the visit, Zamir said he had approved plans to conquer Gaza and highlighted ongoing Israel Defense Forces operations in Syria, Yemen, the West Bank, and monitoring activity in Iran. Despite a ceasefire with Hezbollah brokered in November 2024, Israeli strikes have continued. Zamir claimed over 240 militants have been killed and 600 strikes carried out since the truce. Hezbollah has largely refrained from large-scale attacks during the ceasefire, but has mounted limited strikes, which it said were in response to repeated Israeli violations of the truce. Meanwhile, the Defense Ministry signed a $260 million deal with Elbit Systems for advanced munitions, including an upgraded Rampage missile featuring supersonic speed satellite navigation and fire and forget capability. Production is ongoing at Elbit's high-capacity facilities in Israel. In the United Kingdom, police have been encouraged to consider disclosing the ethnicity and nationality of suspects charged in high-profile cases after facing mounting pressure over the details they make public. The interim guidance from the National Police Chiefs Council aims to reduce the risk to public safety where there are higher levels of misinformation about an incident. It comes after authorities were accused of hiding the identities of two men reported to be Afghan asylum seekers charged over the alleged rape of a 12-year-old in Warwickshire. The guidance, which comes into immediate effect, forms part of a wider review of the College of Policing Professional Practice for Media Relations. UN Security Council has rejected plans by Sudan's paramilitary group to establish a rival government in areas it controls, warning that the move threatens the country's territorial integrity and risks further exacerbating the ongoing civil war. The strongly worded statement by the Security Council unequivocally reaffirmed its unwavering commitment to Sudan's sovereignty, independence, and unity. It also added that any steps to undermine these principles threaten not only the future of Sudan, but also the peace and stability of the broader region. The 15-member council said the announcement by the paramilitary rapid support forces also risks fragmenting the country and worsening an already dire humanitarian situation. In the United States, residents are evacuating as floodwaters from a glacial lake threaten communities near Alaska capital Juneau. Meltwater from a basin dammed by the Mendenhall Glacier has begun to escape, prompting fears of record-breaking flooding. The National Weather Service in Juneau has issued a flood warning, with the Mendenhall River rising rapidly and posing a serious threat to nearby homes. After several days of alerts, officials confirmed that water had begun breaching the natural ice dam. By yesterday morning, river levels had surged above 16 feet, well beyond the 14-foot major flood threshold. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India achieves landmark milestone of 100 gigawatt of solar photovoltaic modules manufacturing capacity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds efforts and labeled it as a milestone towards self-reliance. US President Donald Trump warns Russian President Vladimir Putin of severe consequences if Moscow obstructs peace in Ukraine. In Pakistan, 3 persons killed and 60 injured in Independence Day celebratory firing. And a US resident's been evacuated as floodwaters from a glacial lake threatened communities near Alaska state capital Juneau. And that is the end of this news bulletin.